You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
It's another Sunday where we can worship the Lord together through the Word of God. And, you know, we've been talking about Gospel Explained. So last 2 weeks, we've covered chapter 3 and then chapter 4. Today, we'll be covering chapter 5, but although not all of it. So may I request now everyone to please stand wherever you are and then read this with me. This is the Word of God. As we give reverence to the Lord, we'll be reading chapter 5, verses 1 hanggang 5 lang po. Are you there? Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope, of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit that you have poured out into us, that you have given to us, I pray that as we read and study your word today, May you be with us. May you speak to us. May you break mindsets. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, this chapter is actually talking about, having the peace of God and having peace with God, not peace of God, but with God. And right now, I just want to ask you, how many of you, feel comfortable when you are at odds with people? I mean, when you have misunderstanding with people, when you don't, when you can't see eye to eye with people. Even when you're, with your spouse, pag hindi kayo okay, ang hirap mag-communicate. O kahit sa mga anak mo, ang hirap din mag-communicate, ang hirap mag-show ng love. Kapag medyo, merong inisan, lalo na pag feeling mo sila yung may kasalanan. And then, ganun din, di ba? Pagkain sa employers mo and employee mo, ganun din yun. Kapag meron kang mga problema, meron talagang issue sa relationship, ang hirap mag-communicate. Ang hirap maayos ng usap. Hindi mo alam kung saan ka lalagay. Di ba? Minsan parang ka naglalakad sa eggshells all the time because you don't know kung ito mong ginagawa mo would get things better or it will worsen it. Di ba? And, even with our friends, ganun din, di ba? Minsan pag may mga naging kaibigan kayo, yung mga ibang kaibigan mo, naging enemies mo na because of some misunderstanding. But let me ask you another question, because I think we all have experienced something like that. And pero ang tanong, sinong nag-i-initiate? Pag meron ganun ba sa inyong mag-asawa, sinong nag-i-initiate na magkaroon ng peace? Is it normally you? Or is it your spouse? Or the other way around? No, but di ba pagkayo na ayos na yung relationship, it is so much better. Yung parang walang nangyari. Ang sarap ng feeling kapag ka maayos yung relationships. Kaya ang tanong ko ngayon sa'yo, because we're talking about peace with God, James will tell us, the Apostle James will tell us that, we're either enemies of God or friends of God. You can be both. You have to be either or. And this topic actually reminds me of a story of a book, that I once came across before. It's called Peace Child. It's a story of a missionary, Don and Carol Richardson, that they were reaching out to this group of people in New Guinea. And in this particular tribe, or in this particular place, meron po siyang dalawang warring tribes that he's been reaching out to. And then when he started talking to them, he learned their language and started talking to them about the gospel. And then when he got to the story of Judas, they were all so excited. He said, that's our hero. He's our hero. And then And Don Richardson was just scratching his head and wondering, how am I going to preach the gospel to these people? You know, how can I show them that Jesus is the hero of the story? Where in their culture, all right, they are, you know, they look up to people who make friends with others and then betray them in the end. So betrayal is a big thing to them. And that is why, you know, Judas became their hero in the story. And so for, you know, he got really discouraged and wanted to leave the place. Kasi nga, hindi niya na alam kung paano niya i-explain yung gospel. But these people actually liked them and didn't want them to leave. So they tried to make something work so that they will be able to stay. And we'll come back to that story kung ano po yung ginawa nung dalawang warring tribes na ito so that they'll be able to have peace and they'll be able to have the Richardson to stay in that place. And so my question is again to you, is that what about you? Are you a friend of God or are you an enemy of God? Because in this passage that we read, what the Bible is saying is very clear. Number one, that peace with God is possible. It is possible because the text tells us that. Okay, in verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, okay, because, you know, again, we will have to go back to chapter 4 because it tells us that this justification is by faith. And because Jesus has justified us by faith, okay, since we are justified, okay, but mamaya explain po natin ang ibig sabihin niyan, we have peace with God. So peace is possible with God. Ibig po sabihin niyan, okay, that we can actually have access to God. Let me read that to you in amplified version. Therefore, since we are justified, eto in-explain niya po yung justified, acquitted, declared righteous, given a right standing with God through faith, let us, sabi niya, let us, okay, ESV says we have, but this one, let us grasp the fact that we have peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Okay, you have to hold on to it. You have to enjoy it. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, a Messiah and the Anointed One. So what he's saying to us that God made, you know, that peace with God is possible because of our faith in him. And he did that because he justified us. Because we've been justified, ibig sabihin, when we're justified, ibig sabihin, we are now at peace with God. We are no longer enemies of God. We are now at peace with him. And then verse 2 says this, through him, who's him? Jesus. Through Jesus, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And I just want you to understand, not only did we have peace with God because we are justified, because we are made right before him, but we also have, you know, obtained access. That word access there actually means that now we have an audience with God. You know, the door is now wide open for God to receive us, and whenever we need an audience with God, he's there. Again, grace is unmerited favor. Ibig po sabihin, nung grace, hindi po natin yung tinrabaho. It is freely given. We just have to receive it. And that is what he's saying, and we can stand on that. Okay? We can stand on that. We can stand on the gift of God, the grace of God. We'll talk about that more next week. All right? And so, we now gain access to that. Not only that, but we have hope. The hope of the glory of God. Now, this is really referring to the end times when we will see the glory of God for who he is. And what he is saying, that we can stand in the grace of God and we can also have hope because we are now justified and reconciled with God. So peace with God is possible. And the question is, how did it become possible? Because left alone to ourselves, we cannot have peace with God. Because it will tell us, you know, we've studied that in chapter 3, that none of us are seeking God. None of us were seeking God. None of us were looking to God. None of us would choose God on our own. None of us. And so we have a dilemma. But yes, God made it possible, but how can we have it, diba? So, but God made it possible. Because peace with God, peace with God is possible because He made it possible. So it's not our own doing. It is God's doing. That is why when you read chapter 5 of, you know, the verses all the way to, you know, hanggang verse 11, you will notice, ang dami mong manguha dito kay God. And we're just focusing on peace right now. But again, you know, when you look at this, it is God who made it possible. Because left alone to ourselves, we will not choose God, like chapter 3 says. And chapter 1 will also tell us that. Okay, Romans chapter 1 will tell us that we suppress the truth. Okay, we know the truth, but we suppress it. So we choose not to have peace with God. And because we think we can do it on our own. And yet God is saying that peace with Him is possible because He was the one who made it possible. Now going back to the story of the Peace Child book, okay, because they wanted the Richardson to stay, okay, the two leaders of the tribe decided to do something that blew the mind of Don Richardson away. He didn't know this about this tribe, but this two leaders actually brought a son each. And this one guy actually brought, and in this picture, it's just one picture of the, you know, this is the first one. So one of the warring tribe, the opponent will bring he brought his only son. Okay, in the book, actually, it will tell you that the wife actually tried to stop the husband from bringing this child to this time. And but what happened was, okay, he was able to bring the child, and he gave the child to the other tribe. And he said, you know, now you can call this, you know, this son of mine under my name, and you can keep him. And then the entire tribe actually accepted the child and said that there will be peace between us as long as this child is alive. And then, you know, and also at the same time, the other tribe who received the son, who also took his own son and gave it to the other tribe and said the same thing. And the other tribe also accepted the child. And then Don Richardson was actually a little confused and a little worried about the children. Okay, about those infants, because he was thinking maybe they'll be killed, maybe they'll be eaten for breakfast, okay? Because these are cannibal tribe. And yet the people actually comforted him and said to him, you know what? That will not happen to any of those infants. Because as long as those infants, as long as those children are alive, there will be peace between these two tribes. And that is what we call a peace child. As long as that peace child is alive, there will be peace. And all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb moment for Don Richardson. And now he knew how to preach the gospel to the people that he was reaching out to. And then he started saying to them, you know what? You know, the thing that you did with the peace child, God actually gave us a peace child because we cannot have peace with Him. And as long as this child is alive, as long as, you know, this child is given to you and you receive this child, you will have peace with God. And because of that idea, many of these people in New Guinea actually came to know the Lord. Because peace with God is possible because He made it possible. And we can see that in chapter 5, again, verse 6. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Okay, at the right time, when we were still weak, at the right time, He died for the ungodly. Okay, we weren't seeking Him. And then verse 7 says, for no one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare to even die. Diba? So He was giving us a logical example here. And sinasabi niya, walang tao na willing mamatay sa masamang tao. Pwedeng meron pagka okay yung tao na ba, you know, willing siya mamatay. Pero not even that is possible. Not all the time. And yet, what, you know, what Paul is saying, God's love is so much greater than any human love because God did it while we were still sinners, while we were still ungodly. Verse 8 says, but God shows His love for us. In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He made it possible so for us to have peace by simply sending His Son to die on our behalf. To die for us so that we can have peace. And then verse 9 says, and since therefore, we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Now, again, that idea of wrath of God, we talked about that a little bit in chapter 3 when we said that Jesus was put forward as a propitiation. I mean, that's a big theological word na napakahirap bigkasin at mahirap ispelingin. Pero ang ibig lang pong sabihin nun, that Jesus became a wrath taker. He appeased the wrath of God. He paid the penalty of our sin. That is why it says here that not only do we, you know, get peace with God, but we are now saved from the wrath of God. You do not want to be under the wrath of God. Especially this wrath that we're talking about here, because we're talking about the end times. Okay? So again, that is why Paul said, okay, that we can have, you know, we can have faith, we have obtained access to grace where we stand, and the hope of the glory of God. That we will see His glory. We will not see His wrath against us. And that is the beauty of being at peace with God. And He made it possible for us. Not only that, peace was made possible because of God's love. And by His blood, we are saved from the wrath of God. By His blood. So it was costly to God. It didn't cost us anything, but it cost God a lot. It cost the life of His only Son so that we can enjoy peace with God. Verse 10, it says, "For if while we were enemies," this is amazing, "for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son." You see, God did not wait for us to be good. God did not wait that, you know, that somehow we will realize, oh, we're not doing very good, so let's just ask God to... No, it was while we were enjoying our sin, while we were just not thinking about God, while we were not even thinking of God, God in His love initiated and made it possible for us to have peace with Him. Sent His Son. While we were still sinners, while we were still enemies of God, He sent His Son to die for us. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Eh, nung ang kaahoy ka ni God, binigyan ka ng daming blessing eh. Eh, ngayon ba nakaibigan ka na niya? Now, that's what Paul is basically saying. Ngayon ba nakaibigan ka na niya? You know, when the things that are happening around us now, minsan pwede tayong nagtatampo kay God and we're thinking, baka mamaya hindi tayo sinasagot ni God. Listen, if God gave you His Son while you were His enemies, He'll give you what it is that you need now. Because you're no longer His enemy. You're His friend. Because you have now peace with God. Now, the last point that I want to talk to you about is this. Peace with God is possible because He made it possible for us to believe. For us to believe. Now, let allow that to sink in your head and in your heart right now. You see, when you think about that, it was God who actually made it possible for you and for me to receive this gift. Isn't that crazy? Di ba? Pag-iisip mo, who would not want to receive this gift from God? And yet many people are rejecting it. It is the gift of God. It is Him who made it possible for you and me to actually believe it. Romans 2, chapter 2, verse 4 says that. For, you know, His kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. Other translation will tell you, you know, His kindness will lead us to repentance. It is the kindness of God that would lead you and me to turn away from sin and turn to Him. That's what repentance is. And it is Him who was doing that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 will tell you. We have been saved by faith, by grace through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. Even the faith to believe Him is a gift of God. And that's what Paul is saying. Peace with God is possible because He made it possible for you and me to believe Him. Because without Him working in our hearts, without the Holy Spirit touching us and showing us our need of Him, we will still turn away and push and repress the truth that we know. But God made it possible for us to believe. That's why verse 11 says this. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now been, through whom we have now received reconciliation. You see, we've been reconciled with God. It was God's idea. Romans 5:8 will tell us that in that while we were still sinners. Okay, verse 10, it says, in that while you were still enemies of God. When you were still sinners, when you were still enemies, when you were still weak, when you were still helpless, God made a way for us to have peace with Him and gave us the faith to believe that. Quickly, what should be our response to this? Our response is to rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in what, you know, in three things. Okay, Paul is telling us this word is repeated three times, and I want us to focus on what we should rejoice for. Because with what's happening right now, ang dali pong mawala ng joy natin. Ang dali pong mag-worry. Ang dali pong mag-galit. Ang dali pong mainis. Ang dali pong magtampo. And yet, Paul is telling us that because we've been reconciled with God, because we have peace with God, because you know, He justified us, we ought to rejoice. In what way? Well, verse 2 tells us, okay, through Him we have obtained access by faith into His grace, in which we stand, and we rejoice. Say, rejoice. In the hope of the glory of God. Again, we rejoice at the, you know, because we will see Him for who He really is. And when we see Him for who He really is, you know, everything that is happening to us will be nothing in comparison to what He will have for us in the future. So we rejoice. We choose to rejoice. Paul will tell us that in Philippians as well, that it, you know, rejoicing is a choice that we need to make. We need to rejoice. Let's not allow what's happening around us to rob us of the joy of the Lord. Why? Because we have a hope. Itong hope po ito is not wishful thinking. It is a sure thing. Sure thing yan. So whatever we are going through today, okay, let us put into perspective the hope that we have in the glory of God. Let's just picture that future that is sure. Sure, yeah. In the unwishful thinking. What else do we rejoice in? Verse 3 says, but not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. No way, you know, that is so hard to accept. Huh? Mag-rejoice tayo sa suffering natin, just like what James says, you know. Consider it pure joy when you experience all kinds of trials. How do we do that? That is just mind-blowing. I can't do that. Okay, on my own, I can't do that. With the grace of God, I can. With, you know, with the right perspective, I can. I'll be able to see that these things that are happening to me, na medyo hindi maganda, I can still rejoice in my suffering. Why? Why? Because of that hope. That is a sure thing. Listen, let's read the verses again. Knowing that our suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. That is why we can rejoice. You see, there's hope. There's hope for the future. There will be a time where there will be no more weeping. There will be a time where there will be no more pain. There will be a time where there will be no more retrenchment. There will be a time where there will be no more worries and anxieties. That is why we can rejoice in our suffering. And when you think about it, you know, pag sinasabi mong yung suffering, because suffering is something that will prepare us for the future. It is actually building our character up. And it is through testing that God molds us into the person that He wants us to be. So we can rejoice in that. Not only that, but we have hope because of that. Hope does not put us to shame. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts. Because we know that everything that God is doing and allowing to happen in our lives is because He loves us. And not only that, He poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom He has given to us. So we can rejoice because we know that there's hope. And we know that there's love, that God so loved us. That's why He sent His Son, so that we can have peace with Him. And lastly, we rejoice more than that. Verse 11, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Balik na naman tayo din sa peace. The reason why we can rejoice is because we now have peace with God. We are no longer enemies of God. We are His friends. That is why my question to you today is, are you a friend of God? Or are you an enemy of God? And if you are an enemy of God, you do not have to stay there. Because God has already made a way for you to be a friend of Him and to have peace with Him. And you know, when having peace with Him will actually lead you to peace in God, where you will experience nothing broken, nothing missing. It doesn't mean, though, absence of trouble. No. That is why it says that you can rejoice in your sufferings, because you know that there is hope that is waiting for you. Again, I just want to say this. Peace with God is possible because He made it possible for us to believe. I just want to, you know, pray for some people today. And I don't know where you are with the Lord right now. I don't know what's happening in your life. But we are all going through stuff. But we can take this on with us because you know why? Because we have peace with God. And because we have peace with God, we have hope. And I just want to pray for you. If you're going through something very, very difficult right now and you feel that God is not with you and you feel that God has abandoned you, think again. Because the passage we read says that we can rejoice in our sufferings. Because our sufferings today is actually nothing in comparison to eternity. If that's you, I just want to pray for you. Lord Jesus, I just want to lift up all these people who are going through a very difficult time. Lord, we are not setting aside the fact that some of us maybe have lost jobs. Some of us have lost our business. Some of us have, you know, been sick. Some of us have been going through difficulties with mental issues and anxieties. And Lord, I pray that may you remind us today that we can have peace with you. And because we can have peace with you, Lord, your grace, your love, your hope can be upon us. Lord, help us to see what that is and what that means in our lives today. Lord, I pray that you will envelope these people with peace. Lord, remind them that this peace is possible because you made it possible for us. Just receive the peace of God right now. And if you're here today and then you feel that, Pastor, parang feeling ko enemy parang ako ni God, you know you don't have to be that way anymore because He made it possible for you to believe Him. And if that's you today, you know, you've never really allowed God to become your Lord and your Savior. You have never really appropriated what Christ has done on the cross for you. He died for you while you were still sinners. While you were not seeking God, He died for you. And He is now reaching out to you. And God is telling you, let me give you my peace, child. Receive my peace, child, so that we can have peace together. Will you do that right now? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you and with you. If that is you, you've never received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, as your peace child, would you receive Him right now? God is offering you this peace child. Will you take Him? And pray this simple prayer. And say, Lord Jesus, today I receive this peace child that you are giving me. Lord, thank you that this peace child not just only lived, but died and resurrected from the grave because of my sin. And because of that, I can become your child. And I can have peace with you. Lord, thank you for forgiving all my sins. Thank you for making me your friend. And Lord, help me by the power of your Holy Spirit to live according to your ways from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wow. If you prayed that prayer, please make sure to message us on the numbers on the screen, or you can message us on Facebook, because we really want to help you with this new journey of faith that you have with God. Enjoy the peace of God. Enjoy the peace with God. And as we, you know, leave today, as we end our service today, let me just pray a prayer of blessing to all of us today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.